if we pervert the word of God by not speaking the law, as the Old Testament lesson example gave us, just to try to get along or to coexist, we're ultimately going to miss out on the wonders of the gospel. It is true that avoiding those tough words do help us to put a smile on our faces, to get along, even to coexist. But when we do that and avoid the divisions of father against son, mother against daughter, and so on, then ultimately we're going to miss the cross. When we do, on the other hand, face up to the cross, that is also the need for the cross, the law that condemns our sin, yes, there is, of course, going to be division. We'll speak these words and some people will be angry with us. It could be those within our own families. When we speak God's law, even to those near and dear to us, and tell them that they are guilty of sin, we do it for one purpose, the loving purpose of bringing them to repentance, the thing that Jeremiah spoke about, but sometimes it will be rejected. Sometimes it will bring anger. The upshot of it all is that the cross of Jesus Christ is, as always, the crux of the matter, quite literally. It's always the cross of Jesus Christ that is the point, that is the basis for our salvation, and the rejection of it, the basis for division.